Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the king.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Spirit, giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life.
to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the ministers, to the deacons, to the mothers, to the intercessors, to the prophets, to the youth, to our men, to all of our ADM members, families, and friends, to our ADM frontline. I bid you good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, and Illinois. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Oh, blessed be the name. For I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me from all of my sins. In Jesus' name, we thank God on today, from whom all blessings flow. You see, it was God that woke you up this morning. Touch your Holy Ghost chronometer, praise God. He said, have another day in the life of living on today. See, as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is fitly into place. And we thank God. We thank God because of who he is. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God because he's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Father. He's our friend. He's our all in all. Praise God. And there's nothing too hard for God on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning to you, sir. God bless you also. Praise God in the name of Jesus. I just give God the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and my wonderful husband, Deacon Joe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another blessed day, God. Another blessed day that you allowed us to see, God. You didn't let anything, no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. So we say thank you, and we give you the glory just for that. God, we just thank you. Shielding us and protecting us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, it wouldn't have been possible if it were not for you, God, to have a shelter over our head, God, food on our table, God, so we say thank you today, and as we say thank you for that, God, we'll say make a way for others to keep a roof over their head and food on their tables, God. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift up every minister that it is today, God. Pray, God, that you continue to let them stay up on the wall, God. Continue to let them pour out. And as they pour out to your people, God, pour back into them what they have poured out in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we lift up every sick body, God, that's housebound this morning, God. They may not be able to move around, God. Oh, God, but I pray this day, God, that you send forth your minister angel, that your minister angels can minister to their spirit in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the sick and shut in everywhere, God. We lift up the sick and shut in, Lily, the Reynolds family today. Once more, God, the Davis family, the Weems family, the Mumford family, the Jackson family, God. And God, we know that you are making a way out of no way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So we are standing and believing your word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you. We lift, continue to lift up every youth that it is, every toddler that it is, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you send your angels to just to shield and protect them, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them, God. No matter where they'll be, God, let your angels continue to wrap up, continue to be around them in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, that you feel our future, God. So we pray, God, that you bring them up to be young men, strong men, young, strong women, God, that take a stand in you, devotion, God, that never bow down to anything else, but stand on the word of Jesus and call on the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we lift up the battle women this morning, women that's been battled, God. I pray, my prayers, God, let them realize, God, that they don't have to be in this situation, that you will make a way for them to escape in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, because I realize how it is, God, because I once was in a battle relationship, in a married relationship, and I thought that I had to stay in there. See, God, I don't know about shape, but God made a way for me to escape. And God, I cry out to these women. I don't know about shape. Realize, see, God, I don't know about shape, the world don't care anything about them. Realize, I don't know about shape, make sure what you get into, I don't know about shape, God, the enemy will set a trap for you. Somebody that is young, he go to Moshe, and the devil come to you with all kind of things, and you accept him. Realize when he, whatever he give you, it's a price you have to pay. So God, I ask that you shield these young women that been a battle, Moshe, even the old women, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up the grandparents, God, today, that are raising, he go to Moshe, the young babies to go to Moshe, yet they kids don't have, God. I pray, God, that you make a way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to take care of these kids. Oh, God, I just thank you, God. Can we see? And we see what's really going on. We go, oh, shout out of O'Shea, in this nation. And when hatred has built up into people, they're like a time bomb, God. But I ask, God, that you let your peace be abiding in them. In the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, that you have this whole nation in your hand. Nothing will happen because of O'Shea, God. But we thank you, God, in spite of vow, God. We pray for the prayer warriors this morning, God. Continue to let them bow down before you and to pray like never before, God. Cry out for the nation, out of Moshe, God. Cry out for the one that addiction. Cry out for the one that caused the murders in the name of Jesus, God. We need you these days, God. Oh, God, let us realize every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every nation that it is, out of Moshe, God, from the south, east, north, and west, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. Oh, how we need you, God. Hey, God, all of us, hey, how we need you, God. We lift up every elderly person that it is, every spiritual mother that it is, in the name of Jesus. Continue to shield her and protect her in the name of Jesus, God. Meet her every needs in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our companions today, God, up to you once more, God. We pray, God, that you shield and protect them, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Pray, God, that you meet their needs in the name of Jesus, God. And most of all, God, we pray, God, for strong husbands, God. God-fearing husbands, God, oh, Moshe, God, that don't mind calling on the name of Jesus, oh, Moshe, that don't mind getting up in the wee hours of the night, begin to walk the floor, God, oh, Moshe, God, just calling on the name of Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus, to something great, oh, Moshe, God, we realize, God, you're a spirit, God, but the same way the wind blows, oh, Moshe, we can feel you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, this morning, God. So we ask that the Holy Spirit have its way. Come in, mighty Lord. Begin to break every yoke out of the bullshit, God. Pull down every stronghold that it is, Father, by shot. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let something begin to happen in the internet, Lord, the bullshit, God. Or even on the telephone, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. Somebody ought to begin to say hallelujah. Glory to God this morning. Hallelujah, God. Because he is worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, we realize God is not a guarantee when we leave our right up door, God. It's not a guarantee that we get there. So we say today, God, let's get our house in order. Hallelujah, just living for God and no one else but God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we thank you for the backsliders coming back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you, Lord, for the backsliders, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We praise your holy name. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, let us continue to love one another as you have loved us in the name of Jesus. God. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. Have your way. Have your way this morning, God. We lift up every first lady that it is, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for them also, God. We thank you for raising them first ladies of Moshe, God. And know their position, God. We thank you, God, of Moshe, God, for living according to your word, God, this morning. So we thank you today, God. Continue to keep them strong, shield and protect them. And give them traveling mercy to and forth. In the name of Jesus, God, these things this morning, God, we ask you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. God, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God.
God, we thank you.
God, we thank you. Yes, have your way, Lord. Have your perfect will in me, Lord God. On this day, this Friday, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Come in the midst right now. Come in the midst, glory, Lord God. Have your perfect will. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Lead us right now, Lord. Lead us right now, Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move right now. Shake right now. Stir up the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Come in the midst right now. You have total access. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God. Yes. 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 Come in the midst, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yerabashandara. Yereboshata. Roboshatate. Yereboshanda. Ukuroboshandara. Yereboshata. Yes, glory, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Lead us now, glory. Yes. Yes. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, glory. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Come in the midst, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. We're at the altar right now. We're bowing down. We are humble before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come in the midst. Rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us right now. In the name of Jesus, Yarabashanda. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. Oh, glory, Yorobo Sandara. Yorobo Shata. Yorobo Sandara, I said, Yorobo Shata. Yes. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Somebody, Lord, is at the altar right now. Needing a touch right now from your Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for renewing right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way right now. Yes, Holy Spirit, move and work right now in the earth. From the north, south, east, and the west. Holy Spirit, move in every country right now. Every city, town, every home. Holy Spirit, Yoruba Sunday. Yes, work it out right now, Holy Spirit. Right now, in each and every one of us, Holy Spirit, glory, Yoruba Sunday. Touch us right now. Touch us right now, Holy Spirit. Touch us right now. We just need that one touch. Yes. Holy Spirit, Yoruba Sunday. Only you can, Holy Spirit. Only you can. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Only you can. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Yes. Have your way, Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for renewing.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for stirring up the gifts. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for stirring up the atmosphere. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because of who you are. Through the Father, Son, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you thanks. And we give you the highest praise. Glory,
hallelujah.
Have your way. This day, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Smile on us now. We thank you. We praise you. And we glorify you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, bless your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Lord.
Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest praise, amen, that we can give. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, Mother, for that corporate prayer. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the visitation of the Holy Spirit once again. Amen. To come in the midst and to stir things up, to renew. Amen. Praise God. And to get us on the right road. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
To keep us in alignment and in position. Amen.
Yes,
and staying in the press. Praise God. To giving God the glory and the honor and doing his will to build his kingdom. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God. You, and you, amen, for coming back and joining us this fabulous Friday morning. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And what a beautiful day that it is on today. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Man.
We thank God for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Well, praise God. I don't have much, but I do have a few nuggets this morning. Praise God. Amen. And I'd like to read something out of, First Thessalonians. Amen. The 5th chapter. Amen. Praise God. Amen. First Thessalonians.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And it reads as such, starting in verse number 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Glory, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them, as a travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Praise God.
Amen.
Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Amen.
Amen.
Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunk are drunk in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, praise God. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Amen.
Yes.
And helmet the hope of salvation.
Amen.
For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And verse 11, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen. Praise
God.
Amen.
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 And if I had a subject, amen, praise God, I would say, don't get caught dangling, amen, around.
Amen.
Don't get caught with your work undone. He's coming like a thief in the night.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
praise
amen.
God.
Mm.
Amen.
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 Yes,
amen.
Lord,
so
amen.
Again, don't get caught dangling around. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Get your house, your
in
spiritual
order.
Man, in order.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Do it right away. Don't wait. If you haven't done so, amen. Amen.
Amen.
And not only that, share. Amen. What you have. Go and tell somebody else, praise God, about
amen.
The good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ and how they can get their house in order. Praise
amen.
God. Do it today. Do it right away.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. For we read 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11, and we said he's coming like a thief in the night.
And
he's coming to take during unseen time without force, praise God. So they're going to sneak in, amen, and take who's not there, amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
The word for thief, amen. Exapina. Exapina is the Greek for thief, amen.
Amen.
Jesus came as a thief, which is suddenly, amen, suddenly, to gather his sheep, his saints, and his church to himself. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But let me expound a little bit on suddenly. Amen. See, suddenly is something that come upon you and you're not aware.
Amen.
Like being blindsided. Praise God. Amen. But
amen.
See, you have to really look forward of that, because in his word, he's telling us, praise God, he's coming as a thief in the night and to get our house in order. Praise God. So
yes.
We are already forewarned. Amen.
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 Yes.
Forewarned. Amen. Praise God. And those of us, praise God, who has already called Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, praise God, have to constantly strive each and every day through the process to stay in position and stay in alignment so that when he comes back, oh, bless his holy name, he'll gather us in. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
But we can't be like the five foolish virgins. Amen. Let their oil run out. Don't let your oil run out. Keep your house in oil. Praise God.
Yes.
So that when the bridegroom cometh, amen, he will connect to his bride, which is his church, which are us. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. But if you're not praying, you're not watching, you're not doing the things, amen, of God as he instructed us to do, and he comes suddenly, oh, woe on you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So I don't want to be woe. Amen. I don't want to be suddenly into somewhere I don't need to be. Praise God.
Come
eternally.
On.
Praise God.
Amen.
But I want my suddenlies to be just.
Yes.
To be righteous. To be right. To be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
I want those blessed assurance. Suddenly, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Suddenly. Suddenly. Praise God.
Yes.
On today. Suddenly. On today.
Suddenly.
Think about it, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when the Lord comes suddenly, amen, you will be in that number. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I want to be in that number. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to be in that number.
Oh,
and
yes.
I am
Amen.
Going to be in that number.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Because I'm going to do what God has instructed me to do. Amen. And guess
Hallelujah.
What?
Amen.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it suddenly. Amen. With zeal. Amen. With steadfast commitment.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. So what is your suddenly today? Where are you in your suddenly today? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you straddling the fence? Amen. Praise God. Or you sitting on top of the fence, giving God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
glory.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we thank God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Amen. For the suddenly. We
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, Lord God, for the
Son.
Yes,
Sunday, Lord. Hallelujah.
Today. Amen.
Thank you.
So, if I will leave you with anything on today, praise God, it will be, amen, to check out your suddenly in the Lord each and every
day. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, praise God, we're going to bring in our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor.
Bless.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen. God bless you all on this Friday morning. Amen.
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 Amen. You know, I just thank the Lord, you know, and, you know, this is something that really people that we really can look at very closely because, you know, we don't need to look at this as a long term or something that's going to happen 30 years, 40 years or 50 years or 60 years. We can look at this every day. Every day somebody is transitioning suddenly. Don't you know, imagine different people because it's a lot of people. You see it on the news. You see it every day. It's a lot of people leave their home, and they have the expectation to come back to their home. Wives have expectations to come back to their home. Husbands have expectation to come back to their home. How many parents done told the kids, you know, with the expectation they come back to the home, when you come back home, make sure you do your chores, make sure you do this, and they have not returned back home. You can look at this every day. You got to live every day like it's your last. You got to live every day because you don't know. And a lot of times because we waking up every morning, by the grace of God, we waking up every morning. By the grace of God, we are going throughout the day, and we are making it through by the grace of God. We'll start getting to a place of comfortable like tomorrow is promised to us. And we'll start acting like tomorrow is promised to us. Tomorrow is not promised to no man. It doesn't matter, you know, what is your salvation, where you at, if you're saved, not saved, unsaved. A law, when the law is spoken, and when the law of tomorrow is not promised to us, is spoken, it's for all groups. It doesn't matter. It don't have no race. It don't have no gender. It don't have no religious background. It's just not promised to you. So let's make sure we're living every day like it's our last. Let's make sure that we ain't trying to look at this as 30 or 40 years down the road. We're looking at it right now. We're looking at it right now. You know, families and parents and husband, wives, you know, all the bickering that we do. Okay, we understand that, but let's put it to the side. The children and different things like that. We can't show them love and show them, you know, let's get some help. Let's live every day like it's your last. A lot of us go living life worried. Imagine if something happened to us and we just live the whole day worried, whole day stressed out. Stressed out over things that we can't have no control of and we cannot do. You know, imagine doing that there and something happened and the Lord called us home. How many people don't say, hey, baby, I'm going to go and run an errand and got on the highway and they have not returned home? We got to understand that tomorrow, the hour, the next couple of minutes is not promising us. Transition, the transition can happen at any minute. Let's live every day like it's our last. Some of this stuff that we do, we should have been grown up out of it by now. You know, some things that, you know, that goes on, you know. How long do you want to continue to be up on the shade tree just to go and socialize to people or individuals don't want nothing out of life and continue to sit out of life? How many times we got to keep, and you know, some of the things, you know, we don't even have to look at as a religion, Christianity. Some of the things say, you know what, you know, I'm growing up out of this here. It's much more to life to be drinking. Yeah. It's much more than life to sit around and just tell some war story. It's much more to life than just party and doing different things. Because at the end of the day, I can sit and party and listen to secular songs, music and secular songs and get the drink. Guess what? It ain't paying my bills. I'm paying somebody else's bills. You know,
amen.
Whoever manufactured that alcohol or whoever manufactured the song, I'm paying their bills. I'm keep making the rich rich. And here I am looking for some way out and looking for some things we grow up out of and some things we need to grow up out of it and walk out of. Amen. We don't even have to get real hard biblical in this. And scripture just, some things, you know, like Paul said, when I was a child, I act as a child. But when I become an age, I put away all the childish things. Amen?
Amen.
We got to get to the place to where we got to put away the childish things. And some things in life is like, listen, I don't got time for it no more. I've grown up out of it. I understand. It's new. I'm just not me no more. I'm just not doing that no more because it's bigger things in life. Amen? It's bigger things in life. Saints of God, please remember, please, tomorrow is not, I ain't going to need to put on tomorrow. These next couple of hours, next couple of minutes, ain't promised to no one. How many people that got up over the time in their life that we could look at, and they got up and just go ahead and go through their normal day, had a plan, and next thing you know, an issue, a medical issue don't hit them, and they had to leave this earth, stroke, heart attack, cardiac arrest. We don't know when it's time for us or when to transition. All we could predict the due date for us to enter into this earth. We don't know the due date for us to transition out of here. We don't know, even though the doctors try to predict some medical issue, but even if their condition be wrong, they can count you out at 3 months and here you don't live 30 years. So we don't know the transition day, and we all got to live the life like we're on. You know, I understand we have different. disagreement in family, family disagreement, whatever. But don't allow that to control you. You got to live that life like your own. And when we do that, when we let worry, when we let stress, when we let family issues, when we go go to bed with the sundown on our mouth, when we go all this stuff here, what you're doing, it's in the scripture where it tells the story of Satan and Jesus. And Satan tells you, and Satan asked Jesus to cast yourself down, and all the angels of the Lord, will save you. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." When you allow these issues go down on your lap, you are tempting the Lord thy God. You are tempting. You are playing a close game when we go in and walk into this here. Saints of God, listen, I don't even have to put on saints of God on this here. People of God, listen, we cannot continue to walk in this stuff. Yeah, you don't have the finances in your life. It might not be the greatest finances in your life. Well, tell me something. If you could look back how where you come from, you could look back that you don't have a lot of type of things that God done brought you through that. Live every day with joy. All your joy outweigh relation, stress, bickering, fighting, upset with each other, and you go down with the sun on your right. Embrace your family. Embrace your kids. Regardless if you have a bunch of hiccups throughout your time, somebody is speaking, you got to understand something. You don't know what the tomorrow is going to be. And the individual can be there today and go tomorrow. You know, Pastor Smith, I did a lot. You know, as ministers, we do a lot of funerals. We do so many funerals, and, you know, and it's sad, and each one has its own thing. But this is the thing that is always puzzled to me when we come and approach funerals, approach family. This is the thing. We can get a family member that passed away, but nobody ain't speak to her, or that family member don't put herself away, he or she, from the family for 15 to 20 years. But the moment that you don't got work, now you ain't spoke to them 15, 20 years, you don't even know if they did that lie. And the moment you find out that they passed over, everybody want to flip out. I be questioning myself. I'm like, wait a minute. You didn't know if they was dead or alive. They've been gone for 15, 20 years. Nobody is talking to nobody. But the moment when you find out that they is not here on earth no more, we flip out. Listen, Saint Peter, some of us are treating our family, treating our loved ones like they already passed away because we cannot go and retell. So what they did is something. Who's going to be the bigger person in here? And as saints of God, now let me talk with saints for a second. As saints of God, we should be mature than that. We should be the one that survives. We should be the one that carry on like it ain't nothing to show the fruits of the Spirit, to show and let everybody know that way you're going to act. Because at the end of the day, saints of God, live your life like you should have. I'm glad that Pastor Smith walked this out because we got the, the spiritual way and also we got the way to live. And I'm glad it brought this out because we'll try to take tomorrow for granted. We'll think we're going to be here next week. We'll think we're here to be here for next month and different things like that. You know, and I love the old generation, what they're saying when you say, "Hey, I'll see you tomorrow." And they say, "Yeah, if it be the Lord's will." If it be the Lord's will. So basically what they're saying for your generation, those that are listening here, tomorrow is not promised to me, and I'm not going to take tomorrow for granted. I got to live every day as it is right now.
Amen.
We got to live every day as it is for right now. So, families, please, let's come together. Churches, members, peoples of God, let's stop the foolishness. Because at the end of the day, do you see what's going on around you? Do you see? You got your daughters, your loved ones going to work, and some of them going to work and thinking that they're just going to have to break their work and not leaving that job. And when they leave that job, they leave that job in a scratcher. This is the reality that is going on. You don't even have to get deep at this. If you watch the news or you watch what's going on around you and the people in the lives going on, this is the reality. So let's live every day like it's our last. And let's make sure that when we live every day like it's our last and we stand for all these things, you'll be ready whenever God comes, you'll be ready whenever your number comes. Because at the end of the day, you're not allowing the things of this world to take you down or to take you out. Yeah, you can have your moment. You know, you can always have your moment. But don't live in your moment. Don't live in that situation. Don't stay there. Get out of there. You don't have to keep getting mad and looking at each other or rolling your eyes. I just can't stand you and all this kind of stuff here. You know, why are you going to allow a little issue if God calls you in the middle of the night, you allow a little issue to take you to hell? Why are you going to do that?
Amen.
Why live your whole life in vain because of a little issue? Because somebody said something about you. Somebody just told a lie about you. Somebody just said it. They don't like you and they don't do this. Why allow a little issue to take you up out of here?
Yeah.
Don't tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Don't allow the sun to go down on your wrath. Live every day what the book of wisdom says. You live every day like it's your last. And I could go a little further and say live every hour. Live every minute. Live every time like it's your last. All of it that is on this air, regardless you internationally, nationally, we got something that we could be thankful about. Now, all I know is that even though we look at our situations and our problems, all our lives, we have not been in a place of financial or our health with that, financial or whatever, and regardless of what's going on, we have something to thank God about. We have something to rejoice about. We have something we can give God a praise. We have something that we can thank Him. Because at the end of the day, if you could just put your hands up in the air and clap your hands and able to use your hands, baby, you got something to thank God about. You know how many people will pay? They are paying to just get some arms or get some legs. You know how many people just trying to pay to get different organs and organs that is already you already have and blessed, rich and healthy, and they trying to pay. You got things to thank God about. And even if you have kids, you still got life. Even if you have to go through some kind of medical issue or surgery, you got your health and strength. And we got to give God the thanks, and we got to thank God about it. So, family, and that's why, you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go right now. That's why Jesus says, this is why Jesus says, the biggest, the greatest commandment of his all is love.
Oh, amen.
The greatest commandment of it all is to love. And if you walk with that and stop walking with all these issues and all this stuff going on, we will live a healthy and a better life. And we don't have to get ready or try to get ready. We'll be already ready. We'll be already ready. And it doesn't matter what happened. If we go into the movie, something happens, God forbid, we plead the blood against it. But it doesn't matter what goes on in the world, you are already ready.
Amen.
So, let's live tomorrow. Let's live today like it's our last. Come on, families. Let's do much better than what we are doing.
Amen.
Let's get it together. Husband and wife, come on, please. Let's get it together. If you're single, get it together within yourself. Amen. Look at for yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you're set and you're fine and all this kind of stuff here. You go ahead and look good for yourself and build up your self-esteem. Do not keep playing with God. Do not trust the Lord thy God. Amen? Because that's exactly what you're doing when we walk out the will of God or when we take on the things of the world. You're taking on a death sentence. That's what you're doing. You're taking on a death sentence that you are willingly taking on upon yourself. Amen? We got some good weather coming up. It's going to be pretty cold this weekend. Let's draw one another. Let's draw family. Families, get on out. It doesn't matter. If you live in Georgia, you got to take a ride to the varsity, grab a hot dog. Pastor just talking and saying. But do what you got to do to enjoy each other and enjoy today. Because it's your own thing. I'm going to say this and get out the air. This is the day that the Lord has done, and I will rejoice and be glad. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
a little saying,
yes.
How about those apples? Amen. Praise God.
Man.
We thank God, amen, for our apostle. Amen.
Yes,
coming
too.
In, praise God, and
thank
lifting
you,
up
Jesus.
The word of God. Live
hallelujah.
Your life today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And be ready. Be ready constantly for your
yes,
son.
Lord.
Amen.
Mm, yes.
Amen. We say God bless you on today. We have one announcement, amen, before we move out the way. Praise God. And that is our talent show. Amen. Right around
amen.
The corner this month, Clayton County,
yes.
March 17th, time 5 to 9 p.m. Entry fee, $25 per. All others, amen, is $10. Location, 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact, Miss Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869.
Yes.
And you can also
amen.
Go online at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. Amen. If you haven't gotten
amen.
Your ticket on today, and encourage someone else to get a ticket on today, do it, praise
amen.
God. Do it. Amen. Because we're looking for a high time in the Lord in this event,
yes.
praise God, for our talented youth, praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're saying our youth in the street, they're doing this and that, amen. But they're doing something positive in this, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So let's get on board, amen. Amen, praise God. And make this event, amen, a blessed, amen, event.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, today is Friday. Praise God. We made it through another week. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. Amen. The weekend is upon us. So we say,
yes.
be safe. Take somebody to church with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then tell
yes.
them that God loves them and so do you. Amen.
Amen.
And don't take nothing for granted when it comes to the word of God leading you to, praise God, to your prize
yes.
in the end. That is heaven.
Yes.
God bless you. We love you. And have a God-blessed weekend. And we'll see you back here on Monday evening at 7 p.m. Have a God-blessed
amen.
Day.
Stop playing these games. My heart's torn.